So anyways, hi, Ms. Bell. We got the tape recorder going here just so we make sure everything's accurate. My name's Rick Melita. We talked yesterday.
Yes.
And you live at 924 Elm Street?
Yep.
And you're 46 years old?
Yes.
And you were employed by Marcus Packard to collect petitions?
Yes.
How many petitions did you collect?
600.
Names?
600, yes.
Names, okay. And about 26 sheets, you said?
Yep.
And 26 sheets, 600 names, and he was paying you for that, right? Or he offered
yes.
to pay you? How much did he offer
he
to pay
He said
you?
He was going to pay me between $500 and $550.
500?
And he didn't do it.
Okay.
He jipped me.
He didn't pay you, okay. All right, and so did he give you any money?
He gave me $320 altogether.
So $320, so he owes you another $200. $230.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you went out and collected petitions, was it just you or did you go out with other people as well?
Well, me and Gary Stewart went out together, but, you know, I would do one street and he would do the next street, you know, but we were still together. Cause
around here, yeah.
Yeah, around my area.
And you went to Bella Vista too, right?
Yes, with Marcus and his wife, Mindy.
Marcus and Mindy? At Bella Vista. Okay, when you were collecting petitions, did he tell you how to do it? Did he tell you how this is the way to do it right? Or what did he tell you to do?
Well, I've collected petitions for him before because he's my...
He was your alderman.
He's my prior alderman.
Yeah, yeah. Going back.
Going back, what?
Four to six years.
4 to 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And...
Did he tell you... How did he tell you to fill them out?
He said, you know, fill them out, have them... sign the name, print the name, the date of birth, and the address.
Uh-huh.
And if one person is there and they say their whole family wants to sign, get them all signed. Let that person get them all signed.
So that person would sign other people's names
yes.
on the petition. And
yes.
he told you to do that.
Yes, he said it was okay to do that. Yes.
He never told you it was wrong to do that.
No, he did it.
Okay. And how many of those names do you think you got that other people signed for? Yes. On every page, was it a couple?
On every page, it was about like 6 signatures on every page.
That you got from one person signing for others. So virtually every page is that.
Yes.
And he never told you that was the wrong thing to do.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Good morning, neighbor. Goat face. When you leave here, you got to be careful. That's a big pit bull. He's dangerous.
It looks like... Looks like a beagle.
It is a beagle. It is a beagle.
But it has the heart of a pit bull?
No, he doesn't even bite his own food. The guy has to bite it and feed it. Feed it to him.
What's that? So he never told you it was wrong.
He
encouraged you to do it that way. Okay.
Yep.
And then you had to sign that you had seen everybody. Did you get people's identification when they were signing when you go up to a house?
No.
Never asked? If you didn't know them, okay.
No. Nope.
And he never told you to do that?
No.
Okay. And, what else? Is there any other problem? I think you said there's something about signs?
Yeah. They were taking Tony Harp signs, putting them in their trunk. Because they sure took one from in front of my house. In the bathroom. Oh, this is my mom.
Oh, hi.
I'm good in the bathroom. And Journey's down the street with Michael and Miss Margaret.
Okay. And did you ever go out with other folks? Did you ever see other folks going out petitioning, or was it just you and Gary?
Only ones I ever seen go out was me, Gary, and a young lady named Stacy.
Stacy, okay. All right. So, because when I was looking at the petitions, it seemed like a lot of them, not just yours, but a lot of them had, it looked like the same person was signing.
Yeah, everybody was doing it.
Everybody was
doing it. And he knew of it.
And you'd be willing to write that on a piece of paper saying?
Indeed, I would.
So if I were to go and type up what you said, bring it back to you, we go get it.
Signed and notarized. That's fine with me.
Okay.
Let's get it proper. Let's get it done.
Okay. And I also see what I could do about ways to, like, get your extra money to you.
Yes. And another thing I want to ask you, can I get a job for Tony Harp from Tony Harp? I need a job.
Well, let's deal with this first, okay. And then we'll figure it out.
Okay.
I can't make any promises.
Okay.
I can't make
fine.
Any promises. All right. We'll see. Let's deal with this first and see what we can do. All right.
Okay.
But I appreciate you taking the time. I'll give you a call after I go back and type this up, and we'll see what we can do. No, just to be honest with you, I mean, you on the back of that page, when you saw where you had to sign it yourself, you saw that it said, I did this, right? I did this correctly, right?
Yes.
And everybody
signed it. Everybody signed the back of their page.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give you a call after I get it typed up, and
okay.
We'll go take a quick ride to get it notarized. There's a bank right around the corner.
Okay.
All right?
All right. That's fine.
All right. Let me...